Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Hello, and welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. This is the first installment of our new show, the VCOS Radio Corner, with the International Association of Fire Chiefs Volunteer and Combination Officers section. I would like to welcome our moderator for today's program, who will help us get through everything quickly and smoothly, Tim Wall from Wallingford, Connecticut. On the panel today, we also have Fred Windisch from Ponderosa, Texas, Dave Fulmer from Miami Township in Ohio, and Mike Lee from Reidsville, North Carolina. The intent of this program is to help out combination and volunteer chief officers as they have issues or potential issues that they may be dealing with, and ways to go around it, as well as offer support and help to members of those organizations. Tim, can you tell us a little bit about the VCOS and its background, the group's missions and goals?
Good afternoon. Thank you very much, and be happy to. My name is Chief Tim Wall from the North Farms Volunteer Fire Department, located in Wallingford, Connecticut. I'm also the chairman of the VCOS section of the IAFC. VCOS stands for the Volunteer Combination Officer Section of the IAFC, the National Association of Fire Chiefs. The mission statement of the VCOS section is, I'll paraphrase a little bit, is to provide chief officers who manage volunteers or combination personnel within the fire and rescue EMS delivery system with up-to-date information, education, service, and representation to enhance their professionalism and capabilities through some programs that we offer, such as the Symposium in the Sun that's held in November, along with another educational opportunity called Beyond Helmets and Hoses that the panel will also discuss today. The membership of the VCOS is 2,700. It's encompassing all across the United States. It's not one division heavier than the other. We have chief officers to be members of our section, and we are potentially and are reaching out to what we call affiliated membership. For those younger officers that don't meet the criteria to be a member, but in a way that they can join and start to mentor them with some information and some opportunities to be part of this wonderful section.
Okay, great. So you don't have to just be a chief officer. You can be working your way up the career ladder, so to speak.
That's correct. The career ladder as far as going from firefighter to lieutenant, captain, assistant chief, battalion chief.
All right, great. If I could just have everybody on the panel just give us a quick background about yourselves, and then, Tim, we can break into the show here. We'll start off with Chief Fulmer from Miami Township.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here today. I represent a combination department that's comprised of 33 career members and another 45 part-time and paid-on-call members. We're situated just south of Dayton, Ohio, in the southwest portion of the state. My fire service background began in 1983 in the east side of Ohio as a volunteer firefighter, and then I've kind of made the Midwest tour. I spent time west of Akron, Ohio as a part-time paid firefighter. Moved from there to Champaign, Illinois, where I spent 5 years as a full-time faculty member of the State's Fire Academy and as a part-time assistant chief. And from there I went and accepted my first career fire chief's position with Fitchburg, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison, and took my current position about 5.5 years ago. So I'm a graduate of the Executive Fire Officers Program, and I'm a designated Chief Fire Officer, and I'm also in the process of working on my PhD in leadership and organizational change.
All right, Chief. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. Next up is Chief Mike Lee from Reidsville, North Carolina. Welcome, Chief.
Thank you, Pete. I'm glad to be here. I also started my career as a volunteer in 1983. A very small volunteer department, rural North Carolina. From there, I became a career firefighter for the city of Greensboro, North Carolina, which is a metro department in the center of the state. In 1986, I became an assistant chief for a volunteer department, a 52-member department covering a 40-square-mile area, mostly rural, but it's steadily growing with single-family homes. We've just added our second station. Of course, we are growing as the department also. I, too, am in the EFO program. I've completed my second year. I've got two more years to go. I am designated chief fire officer also, and I have a bachelor's degree working on a master's in emergency management. I have made the fire service my life, and I'm just glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Chief Lee, thank you very much. Next up is Chief Fred Windisch from the Ponderosa, Texas Fire Department.
Thank you, Pete. Again, another one, glad to be here. I think I'm the old guy in this group. I started as a volunteer in Staunton, Illinois, a 5,000 population, pretty good volunteer department even back then. And I was employed at Shell Oil Company then. I started my career as a research mechanic, so it kind of spilled over the capabilities that I had as a mechanic into the fire service, and I've held those skills throughout. I'm retired from Shell. We moved to Houston in 1975, so I'm kind of like a native in Houston. And by the way, Houston is our suburb. We are not a suburb of Ponderosa is not a suburb of Houston. They are ours. So in 75, I joined Ponderosa, and we were pure volunteer back then. Today, we're a full combination department. Currently, we have three full-time firefighters. Myself became career here in 2004 as we transitioned, and all of our volunteers now get paid for what they do. It's all performance-based, so we have a pretty dynamic system in the way that we manage our volunteers and reward them for their performance. Did complete the executive fire officer program. Unlike many other EFO graduates, it took me 7 years and instead of four. And CFO designate, that was another accomplishment that came about because I strongly believe hanging out with good people, it spills over and you get to learn from many, many others. I've been involved with the VCOS since its inception, and in fact, even when we were a committee, I joined the committee in 1989. In 94, we became a section, and it's been a heck of a ride throughout this whole time. I serve on the board of directors of the International Fire Chiefs representing the VCOS. One of the things I think that we should focus on in this discussion is about commitment and education. And that is probably the education part is where some volunteer chiefs don't have the opportunities or they don't take the time to do it. So we're going to try and convince them to do otherwise.
All right, Chief. Well, thank you very much. And hopefully this podcast program and meeting with some of the folks on the VCOS group will help some folks to move up that ladder in the management end.
Pete?
Yes.
Tim Wall, I just want to give a little overview of me.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Tim Wall. I'm volunteer district chief in the Wallingford Fire Department, which has 61 paid firefighters and approximately 100 volunteers. I serve under a combination department, and my boss is Chief Pete Struble, who oversees the whole department. Been in the fire service for approximately 25 years. I've been involved in the VCOS since we became an official section, as Chief Fred Windisch mentioned. And we've done a lot of neat, creative things, and what we feel and I feel for the betterment of the fire service. Thanks.
All right, Tim, thank you. And with that, let's get into the actual program here where we talk about the different topics that we've selected for today. And Tim, I'll let you go ahead with that.
Well, back to the mission and vision statement of the VCOS, we strive to create educational opportunities where leaders of the fire service can come and be educated for 8 hours, 12 hours, 16 hours through one avenue that we offer, and also a symposium that we've been running annually for approximately 8-9 years, which is the first weekend in November. And what I'll do is I'll ask Chief Fred Windisch to maybe go over his feelings or some of the objectives with the symposium that we offer for 4 days, located in Florida.
Okay, Tim. The symposium started as an idea that John Buckman, Chief John Buckman, and I kind of kicked around one day, and we went down to the Tampa area and said, why can't we do this and just have a weekend get together to where we put some speakers together, some of our friends who can talk about leadership. Well, that morphed into the only symposium conference for combination leaders, and it has become almost too successful in a joking manner, is that we're selling out every year based on our hotel space, and that's really a good thing. We've had the opportunity to have some very, very dynamic speakers, all the way from the everyday fire chief who does an excellent job to some of our national leaders, such as the Alan Brunicinis and the Billy Goldfeders and the Dennis Rubens, and all of the leader-type individuals who share tremendous amounts of experience with the attendees. In all the years, and I think actually, Tim, I think this might be our 11th year, to tell you the truth, if my numbers are correct. But and every year we get really good reviews from everybody because of the focus on education, on leadership. And that's the key. Again, I said earlier, most volunteer chiefs do not have opportunities to be exposed to leadership type training. We all go to schools to learn how to squirt water and drive fire trucks and pump them and so forth. But we don't have many opportunities to experience leadership capabilities, education, and all the things associated with that. So as a VCOS, we are, our primary mission is education. The representation thing, it happens, but we always come back to our core philosophy of educating our volunteer and combination leadership.
And Chief Windisch, following to one of the education opportunities that the VCOS promotes, the Symposium in the Sun, we also offer another educational opportunity called Beyond Helmets and Hoses. And I know Chief Dave Fulmer, you were part of some of writing some of the descriptions and rewriting, and you're also a presenter of that program. Can you give us an overview of that educational opportunity?
I'd be happy to. I've had the pleasure for the last year and a half or 2 years to be part of a small cadre of instructors that get the awesome opportunity to go around the country and present in a variety of different departments at the request of either a local department who offers it on a regional basis, or through this last weekend had the opportunity to go to La Junta, Colorado as part of a educational opportunity with the Colorado State Fire Chiefs Association. So the opportunities come in a variety of different forms, but the cadre of instructors are from across the country. They team up. They're typically two instructors, and they teach a cafeteria-style course, and by that I mean there are several different topics by which the audience can pick and develop the course on the first day. And that works out well because some of the issues are of a higher priority depending on what the department is and where they're at along their journey, or maybe what's going on within their region. So by allowing them to focus on what's important to them at that given point in time, it makes for a much more productive learning environment. I can tell you that I've had the opportunity to teach at countywide departments on the East Coast to single station small rural departments in the West and in the Midwest, and it's not only rewarding to meet those folks and have a dialogue, but we always walk away with some nugget of information that makes our individual departments stronger as well. And the one thing, there's a common theme, and that common theme throughout the course is leadership. We touch on things like recruiting, retention, training, time management. It's just a great opportunity to interact with folks that share that common bond, and everybody walks out stronger, and the fire service as a whole is stronger after that 12 or 16-hour opportunity to interact.
And Chief Fulmer, the cafeteria menu, as you mentioned, this class can be hosted for, what are the blocks? Is it 8, 12, 16 hours?
Yes. Yeah, we can do 1 day, day and a half, or 2 day courses. We of course, the VCOS to maximize the resources, both with people and with funding, and the partnership with Pierce, like to maximize and have at least 30 students. We like it to be advertised regionally so we get a diversified audience and participants. And at least I have done them in about every format of the three that were mentioned.
Great. Thank you very much for sharing that. And we'll come back to that education opportunity along with the symposium. But I'd like to talk with Chief Mike Lee about some other education opportunities at the National Fire Academy, EFO experience, and how do you share that with someone either accomplishing it, thinking of doing it, or going through the process. Chief Mike Lee.
Thanks, Tim. The NFA is probably a wonderful resource. The only problem with the volunteer officer is that they have to take time away from their paying job. Although NFA does have the weekend classes, that is probably the best resource for the full volunteer officer. What I've experienced to be very helpful also is getting the National Fire Academy to send instructors out to your area, to your state, to your community to give the classes that are offered at the National Fire Academy. For the most part, the Academy's classes are a lot of times 2 weeks in length, which produces a conflict for the volunteer officer. But if we can get them to come to your community and give a 2 to 5 day class, it's a great opportunity for the volunteer officer. The EFO program, as many of you know, is a 4-year commitment, two weeks each year at the Academy on site residency program. Big commitment. I don't know of many volunteer chief officers or officers that can afford to make that commitment, but if they can, it's a wonderful program, probably one of the most premier programs in the country for the fire officer. On the state level, you need to band together as a fire chief's organization, as a fire officer's organization, to bring beyond hoses and helmets. Great program. But normally a rural volunteer fire department, like I'm associated with, we cannot afford to bring them in. But if we get together with our community colleges, with some of the other departments, we can pool our resources and get these people to come in. I think that's the secret, is to organize with your fire chief organizations in the state and or even in the county level and get the resources to come in to you and get that training to you. As we're talking today, training is probably the most important thing that the modern fire officer needs, Tim. Thank you.
And Chief Lee, if I might add that basically these three educational opportunities we've mentioned, and please give feedback, any of you, that we're talking about some leadership growth, some management help, some opportunities with these programs, that it's not actually teaching you how to drive your fire apparatus, how to use a fire extinguisher, and how to put a backboard together. Is that correct, Chief Windisch?
And in fact, it's all about the leadership. I would say the most hands-on course that the Volunteer Incentive Program offers, the VIP, and I'll explain a little bit more about that in a moment, but the most hands-on course is the command and control of situations, incident command, and where they use simulators. But the rest of the courses that are available through the VIP program is all about some type of leadership, be it public education. One of the courses called Leadership Administration. There's a master planning course. I think there's a total of 9 or 10 courses now. One of the great things about the VIP program is that you fly in on Saturday and then you return on Saturday. So it is a 1 week crammed course that really challenges the student. It's not, you know, 6 or 8 hour a day. You have projects at night and you work very, very hard on it. What's really neat about the VIP is that it really only costs you for food. And I think that the cafeteria plan there is like, and that means the food plan, is right in the $200 range for the entire week, and it's more food than you can handle. But the airfare or car reimbursement is all from the feds after successful completion of the course, and It's really your tax dollars at work that we can demonstrate does a lot of good. So the VIP program, and for the listeners here, go to the National Fire Academy website, click around a bit, and you'll find the on-campus courses, VIP, and we do need to fill these classes, because if we don't fill them, they will stop presenting them. It's all a budget issue. So as long as people are there, they will spend that money. And providing these excellent, excellent courses is chiefly provided for us.
And to our listeners, these are programs that we're specifically talking about through the National Fire Academy in Emmitsburg, Maryland. This past at FRI, the leadership of the VCOS met with Dr. Dennis O'Neill, and he gave us an outline of some of the things the National Fire Academy are doing. And he also stressed that to get attendance and get individuals to come and fire service leaders to come to the academy or take the weekend courses. And we have in turn posted that on the VCOS website, www.vcos.org. And also we've done an email trail to promote this. And as Chief Windisch mentioned, for those who are thinking of going, cost your time and away from your family and work, but there is some stipend and some reimbursement from the federal government. Chief Fulmer, can you share any, while we're on the National Fire Academy and the VIP courses and this topic, can you share any experience of your knowledge with specifically with Chief Lee and Chief Windisch kind of mentioned?
Well, I think, you know, everybody vies for the 24 hours in a day that they have, and everybody, whether you're a career member, a part-time member, a volunteer member, we all have competing interests for that time. And while family time is important and we can't have enough of that, our professional development is important as well. And one of the leading causes that has been identified with recruitment and retention and issues facing volunteer and combination departments is the lack of leadership. And I think a lot of times if part-time and paid on call and career members can relay that to the decision makers that authorize them to go to these kind of courses, there are distinct opportunities to have that leadership and management training pay off into their full-time or their part-time jobs, or to sell that benefit to their bosses. And the greatest thing, at least based on my experience, is not necessarily what you're going to pick up by the two or three or one instructor that stands in front of you, but it's the networking and the exposure to different facets of the fire service from across the world. If you go to the National Fire Academy, or from across different states, or from a different region than where you may be situated at. And it serves to energize me when I'm able to participate either as an instructor or as a student when I go to these types of classes. And while I miss my wife and I miss my children, I have to realize that that's the cost that I have to pay to make sure that my skills are honed and that my organization is running in the right direction so that we can complete the mission, and that's to save lives and property.
Chief Wallace, it's Chief Lee. I just want to reiterate what Chief Fulmer said. I've had this conversation recently with some people. They don't want to take the time to get the training or the education. They don't want to take it away from their family. I received my formal education while I was raising two children. And I think what it did, it set the example for my children to show how important education really is in this world. And it improves ourselves as fire officers and protects us, protects our family and our community with the more education we have. So, yes, it does take time away from your family. They do miss you. You miss them. But you're really doing it for them. You're doing it for your career. You're working your career for your family. It's just a complete circle. You can't go wrong, in my opinion.
Does anyone else want to add anything about the National Fire Academy, the EFO?
Tim, this is Fred again. Again, expanding on the networking, I think one of our volunteer fire services challenges today is that when we're dealing with our time, when we're dealing with our family, when we're dealing with our jobs, we become accustomed to staying in our own little kingdoms. And another great value of going to the academy, or even your state academy, but getting out of your own little house and understanding that most departments experience the same problems that you are having. And if you can share that knowledge and the success stories that other people have achieved on that subject matter, you win. And like Chief Lee says, it's a big circle. So encouraging people, leaders, chief officers, to get out of their own little kingdoms and expand, spread their wings to get out and learn more, has far-reaching capabilities that benefits you for years and years and years.
Well, it sounds like some experience that you three have, are going through, and to share with our listeners, and giving them an opportunity to get some education.
Radio at firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Okay, welcome back to the VCOS radio here on firehouse.com. Tim and everybody here, again, I just want to thank you very much for joining us. This will be a new quarterly podcast, so please pay attention to the upcoming postings as the VCOS group will try to give us a little bit more input and insight into the issues that are faced on a daily basis by the officers of the volunteer and combination departments. Tim, I know you have a symposium coming up in just a little bit over a month, so maybe if you could tell me a little bit about that, who you have speaking, and any other opportunities about that.
Well, Pete, thank you very much, and Tim Wall here. Appreciate the opportunity for VCOS to come on and tell us who we are and what we're doing and meeting our mission and our vision statement. Like we mentioned, we offer an educational opportunity. The title is Symposium in the Sun, where we have an opportunity to go to a location for 4 days and network and hear from some national speakers, but also the importance of not only getting the education, there's built in some little lead time so you can enjoy your time with your family or your friends. As earlier Chief Lee and Chief Windisch and Chief Fulmer mentioned about, you know, you're going to the National Fire Academy for a full week and you're away from your family. Here's an opportunity. We try to make it very cost conscientious that you can maybe even bring your family with you when you go down to this educational opportunity. On the panel, we have Chief Fred Windisch, who serves on the symposium committee. So, Chief Windisch, can you just highlight maybe some of the speakers and the topics along with the dates of the symposium?
Yeah, and thanks for that lead-in on the family mix here, because we have specifically designed the schedule so that it's there's two half days involved. There's a pre-con full day and then two half days, and what that allows people to do, bring your families, hang out, and we specifically choose areas, Orlando or Clearwater, Florida, to make it a family atmosphere. So that is another good selling point of our symposium. This year, on November 1st, is our pre-conference session. It's entitled Leadership in Turbulent Times. Chief Tim Holman from German Township, Ohio, and Chief Jim Grady from Frankfort, Illinois, will be talking about leadership in turbulent times. It's pre-con, it's optional, but as always, it's going to be jam-packed with great information. On Friday, November 2nd, is the official opening of the conference, and we have Chuck Burkell from the National Fire Academy. Those of us who've taken EFO know Chuck very well, and he's going to talk about if everyone is to go home, then our culture must change. That's specifically associated with our culture and how we treat safety in our own fire departments. Donna Forgey is the president of, I'll call it a motivational company, and she's going to be talking about drivers of success. What makes people feel successful, and how do you work towards success? That night, we'll have a spouse event with Donna Forgey, talking about travel tips of life, again, talking about the drivers of success in your personal lives. On Saturday, November 3rd, we have Chief Kelvin Cochran from Shreveport, Louisiana. He's entitled Leadership, and it's all about that subject. Then Successful Transitioning, Chief Ed Eisworth from Peachtree City, Georgia, Combination Fire Department. Community Risk Reduction with Chief Shane Ray of Pleasant View, Volunteer Fire Department in Tennessee. Most of you have encountered Chief Ray at some part in this country. His mantra is about getting sprinkler ordinances in your own district, if at all possible. He's got a tremendous program that talks about that. Quickly finishing up here on Saturday, we have Chief Jeff Johnson Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue Oregon core values in a combination system. An old friend of mine, Greg Myers, is a retired attorney, and he worked for a major corporation negotiating labor contracts. Well, we believe in the symposium committee that we as fire chiefs, we really don't get any negotiation training. So if you have paid people who are in the union, that's fine, that's wonderful, but we don't have the skills. So Greg Myers is going to talk to us as how to get what you want in negotiations. Competency-based training, Mike Weeder from Oklahoma State University, International Fire Service Training Association. And then on Sunday, well, we have a networking night on Saturday night, and we're going to feature Tim York from Mapping Solutions. His talk is going to be quick and dirty, what technology means to the fire chief, and specifically computers and fire trucks. So we're trying to break into technology discussions during the symposium. The last thing that happens on Sunday is Chief Dennis Rubin, Washington, D.C. Fire Department. And most of the listeners know Chief Rubin. He's a very dynamic speaker, and it's entitled, You're in Charge, I'm Not. So it's going to be a unique look at what a fire chief position really is.
And Chief Windisch, just going over the quick outline, gives the people a menu that they can choose from and attend. And one thing that I picked up real quick on was the spouses night on Friday night. That's an opportunity that if you do attend the symposium, you could come to a seminar that will be talked that includes your significant other or spouse.
That's correct. And there's no extra charge for this. It's part of our family atmosphere that we try to create. So we try to throw in our symposiums. It's very affordable. Right now, I think we're in the late registrations. For a member, it's $330 for the conference. A non-member of the IAFC is $375. So there's another incentive to join the IAFC and the VCOS. You get discounts at all IAFC events. So again, with the symposium is chock full of leadership, education, and it's been very, very successful in the past, and I assume it's going to be successful this year too.
In sharing some of their experience as attending the symposium, along with being a presenter, the symposium November 1st through the 4th is going to be at the Sheraton Sand Key in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Information is available on the VCOS website for registration. And Chief Windisch raised a good point. Now, membership has privileges, so being involved and getting involved, as we talked earlier about joining the IFC or the VCOS, that you do receive discounts for going to this type of seminar or IFC VCOS sponsored events. Chief David Fulmer, you have been a presenter at the symposium and also attendee. What's your overview? What's your feeling? What do you like and experience?
Well, I've had the pleasure to be involved in a lot of different conferences, and either as a participant or as a presenter or somebody that's been responsible for some organization of a portion of a conference. And I'm a little biased with the symposium in the sun. I think it's a great opportunity to, in a condensed format, to have issues that affect combination of volunteer departments addressed. The presenters are all readily accessible to the 400 or 500 people that attend the conference. It's large enough so it offers a lot of diversity in the people that attend, but small enough so it is still intimate. The board of directors for the VCOS are available to answer questions and to facilitate discussions and to provide some coaching and counseling if need be. And everybody feeds off one another. We're fortunate that it's in a place where it's in one spot. It's right on the beach. The weather, according to Chief Leahy, is going to be beautiful. It's a great place for not only education but for fellowship. There are a lot of opportunities on breaks and through dinners and other events to network. And the networking and the friendship and the contacts that every member comes away with are worth their weight in gold. I tell a lot of people that last year all the participants walked away with a resource CD, and there aren't too many conferences anywhere that I've ever been to, even outside of the fire service, where you can walk away or go to a website and have that tool in your toolbox to take back to your department and make an immediate impact. So without a shadow of a doubt, for the money, for the location, for the time of year, for the slate of presenters, and for the networking opportunities, it's the best thing out there.
And Chief Palmer, you've keyed on a couple things there, but the networking, you feel that being in one hotel or one location gives an opportunity for other fire chiefs to start engaging, exchanging business cards and follow up on emails and phone calls, maybe even building some relationships?
Without a shadow of a doubt. Those that attend their state fire chiefs conference, and it may be spread out with different hotels, or somebody that may have gone to FRI in Atlanta or these other conferences where you're not in the same location, it's easy to go to a class and then go to part of the vendor fair or trade show and then leave. By being in one location, it by design forces people to maybe interact and maybe get out of their comfort zone and build those relationships that they otherwise wouldn't. And they're going to be stronger for it, the departments are going to be stronger for it, and the fire service as a whole is going to be stronger for it.
Thank you, Chief Palmer. And leading in with Chief Mike Lee as a VCOS board member, along with attending the symposium, your feedback and maybe some other things that the VCOS offer to the fire service to attend the symposium.
Thank you, Tim. I'm fairly new to the IFC and the VCOS. This is my second year. This will be my second symposium. When I was at the first symposium in 06, I met a lot of people that I had met at the National Fire Academy from all over the country. Both Chief Windisch and Fulmer have mentioned the networking. He was there. I met these people from all over the country that I'd previously met at the academy. I think the important thing is we're not telling you how good the symposium is, but the symposium attendance keeps growing every year. And there's a reason for that, word of mouth. These fire officers are going back to their communities and their states, telling other people what a great program it is. I think what sets us apart from the others is that we have people like Chief Windisch, Chief Fulmer, people on the VCOS board organizing and putting this symposium together. They know what we need. They know what needs to be taught. It's more of a good old boy symposium is how I feel about it. I am a proud support of the IFC and VCOS, but the VCOS wants to provide with all fire officers and firefighters throughout the country with information that's going to help the fire service overall. And I urge you, if the only thing keeping you from being a member is money. And if that's the case, our website is there for you because we believe in supporting the fire service. That is our mission. Use the resources that are there. Contact any one of the board members at any time. I think I can speak for them that they'll be more than willing to help in any way they can. And the VCOS's commitment is so strong to this symposium, and we realize the hurdles that a lot of officers have to jump over, that they've created a scholarship program for people to attend the symposium in the sun. Every year we have been giving two scholarships out, which includes complimentary registration to the symposium and up to $1,000 in expenses for your travel and other things like that. So it's our commitment to the fire service to try to get more people down there to benefit the fire service overall. It's a great opportunity for anyone that wants to come, fire officer or not. Thank you, Tim.
Well, Chief Lee, thanks for sharing that. And the information for the symposium, once again, is available on the VCOS website, along with the scholarship opportunities. I believe right now 2007 is taken care of. Yes. So for the listeners who are thinking of either joining or getting involved and you can't afford for whatever reason, we ask you to send in a description of who you are and what's going on and your financial straits. And we review those and hopefully give you an opportunity to come to the educational VCOS Symposium in the Sun held in Florida this coming year, November 1st through the 4th. What I'd like to do now is our time is kind of winding down for this first VCOS session. We will hopefully be back in another couple months with another topic. Like Chief Lee mentioned about the website, we engage you. We want you to be involved. send us some questions, send us what you're doing successful so we can put them on our website and share them. So with that, I'd like to just go back to the chiefs that are on the call today and maybe do a little minute or two closeout and whatever they want to share with our listeners for the fire service. So I'll start off first with Chief Dave Fulmer.
Well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on and share some of my observations and participate with the folks on the panel. I've been fortunate for the last 11 years to be associated with the International Association of Chiefs and with the Volunteer Combination Officers section, and have developed a lot of friendships and met a lot of folks and had the opportunity to do a lot of interacting. And for that, I'm a stronger leader, a stronger manager. And the organizations that I've been fortunate to represent are stronger. And it is all about networking. It's all about being able to call somebody from Ponderosa, Texas, or to call somebody from Hanover, Virginia, or from Connecticut, wherever. The ability to reach out and tap into those resources. And over the email system, a teleconference, or some other medium, to bring them to Miami Township, in my case, and have an immediate impact on my organization. You know, that fraternity or sorority, that fellowship that we have in the fire service is just, it's tremendous. And it's available to everybody. Whether they're a member or not, all they have to do is reach out and every day take one step to make themselves and the folks within their organization better, and it makes us all better. So thanks for the opportunity to be on today.
Thank you, Chief Fulmer, for your time and your commitment to the fire service, not only in your hometown, but to the entire fire service and reaching out to the VCOS. And we thank your department and your elected officials, along with your family, for sharing you with us.
Thank you.
Chief Mike Lee.
Thank you, Tim. I just want to let everybody know, officer, firefighter, the VCOS is here for them. Do not hesitate to call, email, contact us, check the website out, and chief officers, if you're not a member of the IFC, join. It's well worth every bit of it. Thank you, Tim.
Chief Lee, thank you for your commitment to the fire service and working with the VCOS, your department, and your family, sharing yourself and your goals, your objectives, and your passion for the fire service with us, because then we turn around and put that out to the our membership into the fire service. Thank you very much, Chief
Lee. I can assure you, Tim, that I've gained much more than you've gained from me. I appreciate being a part.
Thank you, Chief Lee. Chief Fred Windisch.
My closing will be very short. If you all remember when you were going to grade school, high school, your parents said to you, get to school. That's my closing comment, get to school.
Good job.
Well, Chief Windisch, thank you very much for sharing your time and your commitment and your knowledge with the VCOS. And also, as these programs we do and these education opportunities, we turn them to share with the fire service. We thank Ponderosa Fire Department and your family for the time and commitment you give the fire service and the VCOS. Thank you very much. And in closing, Tim Wall would just like to add that, or share with you, that the VCOS in the past 14, 15 years have come a long way. We've had tremendous support from exhibitors and sponsors to make us successful. And we continuously use a word, a friend or someone who helps us out. And in turn, we're dealing here with the podcast. And I'd like to thank Firehouse.com offering a discussion topic with the VCOS, letting us market our symposium, our educational opportunities, and some of the other good things that we do for the fire service. I don't call them good things. We get feedback from attendees to the Beyond Helmets and Hoses course that you can request, and it can be done in 8 hours, 12 hours, or 16 hours. We had leaders throughout the fire service get together and produce, distribute, and it's available on our website, 3 documents that we refer to as ribbon reports. The very first report was done in March of 2004, and it was entitled The Blue Ribbon Report, Preserving and Improving the Future of the Volunteer Fire Service, a call for action. And to our listeners out there, this has been used time and time again on preserving and improving the volunteer and combination fire service with elected officials, with fire chiefs throughout the United States to go to their elected officials and say, we need to do these things together to continuously improve and protect the volunteer fire service. With that, some other leaders of the fire service got together, or even some from the first report, and we produced and mailed to every member of the VCOS section another benefit of joining and being involved. We also sent it to, I believe, every chief association, fire marshal's office, once again available on our website. It's entitled Lighting the Path of Evolution. This one's known as the Red Ribbon Report. And it talks about the transitioning from a volunteer combination fire department. It's the only document that we know that's out there that talks about this subject in print. And it gives you a roadmap that you can visually read. You can look at some topics, some suggestions that you can do to implement to make sure you take care of and you get everyone, all the stakeholders involved if you're leaning towards some type of transition or challenge in your volunteer or EMS system. Thirdly, the group again got together with some new input and some new writers. This one is known as the White Ribbon Report, and it's geared to managing the business of the fire department, keeping the lights on, the trucks running, and the volunteers responding. Once again, we put those to print. We put our logo on it. We put our word to it. We again sent this to our membership, and we distributed it at various locations and trade shows. These documents are also available on the VCOS website, and in partnership of people getting to know us and want to be involved, or we go out and reach to them and be involved, is we are working with the EMS section of the IAFC, and we'll be hopefully in the spring of 08 once again producing a document, putting our logos to it, our name to it, a document to share with the fire service and EMS providers, a document that's going to be geared to EMS and the fire service. So I encourage all our readers to look for that, check out our website, and echoing the three other chiefs that have been on the panel today, to be involved. I believe it was Chief Windisch said, you know, get to school or look outside your group. Go beyond your neighboring fire chiefs, you know. Go to a state meeting, you know, once, not every month, but not every, you know, more than two or three a year. Try to be involved in the state. See what your region's doing. And we talked about getting involved with the International Association of Fire Chiefs, the VCOS, and of course all trying to either host one of these courses, the Beyond Helmets and Hoses, that information is available on the website, but also attend the symposium, which is going to be in November 2007. With that, I'd like to thank you three chiefs for being on and sharing your time for this past hour. And to our listeners, look for the VCOS again, and with the assistance of Pete Matthews and his organization, we will be back with another topic in a couple months. Thank you very much, and stay safe out there.
Okay, Tim, thank you very much. And again, thank you to all the participants today. We had Tim Wall from Wallingford, Connecticut, Fred Windisch from Ponderosa, Texas, Dave Fulmer from Miami Township, Ohio, and Mike Lee from Reidsville, North Carolina. Please do take a minute to look at the links that are posted here at the bottom of the podcast page. And please look for the next installment of VCOS Radio here on Radio at Firehouse. Thank you.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.